Praise waits for thee, O God, in Zion, and unto thee shall a vow be performed. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it with the river of God, which is full of water. You prepare them corn, and you have so provided it. You water the ridges thereof abundantly. You settle the furrows thereof. You make it soft with showers. You bless the springing thereof. You crown the year with thy goodness, and your paths drop fatness. And so, good Lord, receive these tithes of your abundant goodness. Now before faith came, we were held captive under the law, imprisoned until the coming faith would be revealed. So then the law was our guardian until Christ came, in order that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian. For in Christ Jesus you are all sons of God through faith. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female. You are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to promise. Almighty God, we thank you for your marvelous grace, that you crown with rewards those gifts of righteousness that you freely bestow on your people. You freed us from the imprisonment of the law. You freed us from our slavery to sin. You freed us from eternal death. Yet you don't stop there. You provide your word and your spirit, making us slaves of righteousness, implanting us with that faith that makes us obedient from the heart, and allowing us to receive you as we receive the standard of teaching of your apostles. Even then, once you both create and form your righteousness within us, and when afterwards we imperfectly respond in our sin-stained obedience, even then you reward those fruits that your own hand hath wrought. You remember even the smallest service we have to offer. Not a cup of cold water will be forgotten. Yet your call to obedience tests us. You tested your servant Abraham long ago by commanding him to sacrifice his only son. Today you likewise test your church by commanding her to make sacrifices. We are to sacrifice popularity and praise, and perhaps one day prosperity in our very persons, for remaining strong on your commitment to the sanctity of life, the sanctity of heterosexual marriage, and the sanctity of personal property. As you continue to test us, let us not withhold from your providential judgment all that you deem fit to remove from us. For we know that your promises do not depend on the goods of this world. Because just as in Abraham's day, so in these last days, you yourself provided the land, this time by sacrificing your only son in our stead. Lord, we thank you for that great gift most of all, but also for the other gifts you provide daily. Thank you for Karen's healing and Pastor's good health reports. But we know that many others have not been given such positive news. We implore your mercy for Norman and Wally Bryce, for George and Roberta. And we pray for our sister Helen and her difficulties with her eyes. We likewise think of those unnamed thousands who are afflicted with the pandemic in states throughout our nation. Be with them and their families. Be also with the nurses, doctors, and medical staff who minister your healing touch. And use this trial to force our nation to rely on you, not finally trusting in ourselves or our wealth. Let us likewise not finally boast in our military or our police, but we do thank you for the men and women who dedicate their lives to serving and protecting us by establishing law and order. We pray you would comfort them through this trying time, and that you would use the good among them to establish your justice in this world. We pray that your justice be done for the 235 black men and women killed by the police in 2019, and for the 240,000 black boys and girls killed by Planned Parenthood that same year. Please knit together our nation under your headship. Let there be no Jew nor Greek, rich or poor, male or female, black or white, but let us all become one in Christ Jesus. It is in his name, through the power of the Holy Spirit, and to the glory of the Father, that we arise and offer this, the prayer that you taught us to pray, saying,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is proper and right to do so.
Truly it is good and right, and we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting King, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who fulfilled his promise when he poured out the Holy Spirit upon the church.
And now, by his Spirit's power, we also ascend to join the angels and all the company of heaven, and the whole church on earth in praising your glorious name.
That Jesus has for us as we come to this table, that we be right one with another, be at peace, and so make sure you're at peace with each other. Make that right. Make that well. He is our peace. What a great, great God and King that we serve. Our Lord Jesus, in the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and he gave thanks. Let us pray. Our Father, we give you thanks for the bread of life, your Son, Jesus Christ, who gave his broken body for us. Bless this bread that we may be renewed and strengthened in faith to serve you more fully. Through our Lord and Savior Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. And when he had given thanks, he broke the bread and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the supper, he took the cup, and again he gave thanks. Our Father, we give you thanks for the blood poured out for us. Bless this wine as a renewal of covenant vows through the blood of the everlasting covenant. This we ask through Jesus our Lord. Amen. And he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins."
Amen.
not simply a cup of cold water, a cup of full measure. Let us be glad and rejoice. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have fed and refreshed us here at this your table. Strengthen us in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen.
Splendid.